Title: Printing Dub FX Passes for Arrangement Ideas Intermediate. All right, let's level up a drum and bass workflow that instantly makes your arrangements feel more alive. Indeed, NB, a lot of energy isn't coming from adding 10 more sounds, it's coming from movement. A delay that answers the snare, a reverb that blooms into a gap, a filter sweep that pulls you into the drop. Those little dub-style throws that feel performed. The problem is, if all that movement lives as automation and live effects, you can get stuck endlessly tweaking. So today's move is, print your dub FX passes to audio, record them like a performance, then edit them like musical phrases. You'll be able to see your effects, slice them up, reverse them, gate them, warp them, and place them into the arrangement with total control. We're doing this with stock Ableton devices, Echo, Reverb, Auto Filter, Saturator, Utility, maybe Redux, and a little routing that keeps you from accidentally recording your entire mix. First, prep a loop that actually gives the FX something to bite into. Make an 8 to 16 bar loop at around 174 BPM. Drums, a tight break layer, plus your kick and snare. Bass, a rolling reese or sub with a mid layer. Maybe a little Atmos, but keep it minimal. The key teacher note here is, dub FX loves bass. If your loop is max density all the time, your throws have nowhere to land. Leave gaps, especially around phrase endings. Also, put this in arrangement view so your printed audio is already timeline ready. You can do it in session, but arrangement makes the drop it in and keep building part way faster. Now, let's set up clean returns for dub FX. Create return A and name it dub delay. Create return B and name it dub verb. Optionally, create return C called dub resample dirt, if you want gritty, neuroish texture throws. On each return track, set monitor to in so you always hear them. Keep the return faders at 0 dB to start, and control how much you feed them using the send knobs from your source tracks. Quick coaching tip, we're going to print these effects, so we want them predictable and controllable. That means filtering out low end, managing feedback, and leaving headroom. Let's build return A, the classic delay throw. On dub delay, drop an echo. Set it to sync. Try 1/4 for straight, or 3/16 for that youngly rolling push-pull. Feedback somewhere around 45-70%, and during performance you'll push it higher only for moments. Then pull it back. Now set the echo filter. High pass around 200-500 Hz, and low pass around 6-10 kHz. That's a huge deal in TNB because low-end delay mud is a mix killer. Add a little modulation, just enough wobble to make it feel alive, not seasick, and because it's a return, set dry/wet to 100%. After echo, add auto filter. This is your tone shaping stage for the tail. Use LP24 or bandpass. The main idea is, you can play the cutoff during the pass like an instrument. Then add saturator. Turn soft clip on. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB. This is both vibe and safety. It rounds the peaks when you get excited with feedback. Then add utility. Use this to manage width and gain. You can try width around 80 to 120%, but don't get greedy. Mono compatibility matters in clubs. And if things are hot, trim gain here. That's return A. Echo for movement, filter for shape, saturator for control, utility for final management. Now return B. Dub verb. Big wash. Control blows. Drop in reverb. Size around 35 to 70%. Decay anywhere from 2.5 to 6.5 seconds depending on how dramatic you want it. Pre-delay 10 to 30 milliseconds, so your drums keep their punch and the verb doesn't swallow the transient. Then do the crucial DNB thing. Low cut around 250 to 600 Hz. Seriously, don't skip that. And high cut around 7 to 12 kHz to keep it smooth. Dry/wet at 100% because it's a send. Optional, but very effective. Put an echo after the reverb. Set time to 1/8 or 1/4. Feedback 20 to 40%. Subtle. This adds rhythmic shimmer to the reverb tail and makes the wash feel like it's moving with the groove instead of just sitting there. If you want, add a compressor and sidechain it lightly from kick or snare. Just a couple dB of gain reduction. This can keep the verb from masking your drum smack. Optional return C. Dub dirt. This is where you do quick radio rect or neuro grime moments. Put redux with a small downsample amount, like 2 to 6, and gentle bit reduction. Then saturator, or roar if you have it, but subtle. Then auto filter, often bandpass, because band limiting is what makes these moments feel intentional instead of just broken. Cool. Returns are built. Now the key step. The print track. This is where people mess up, so we'll do it the reliable way. Create a new audio track named FX Print. Now, instead of trying to resample and accidentally grabbing your whole master, we'll make an FX bus. Create another audio track and name it FX bus. On each return track, change audio to from master to FX bus. So dub delay goes to FX bus, dub verb goes to FX bus, and dub dirt goes to FX bus. Set FX bus audio to master, so you still hear everything normally. Now set FX print audio from to FX bus, and make sure you're taking it post FX. Arm FX print. What you've built is a dedicated FX stem pathway. FX only, clean capture, zero surprise. Why did it record my whole song moments? Before we record, one more coach note. Print with headroom on purpose. Aim for your FX print peaks around -10 to -6 dBFS. Feedback moments jump fast, and you want room to process later without nasty overs. If you want it loud, make it loud later with processing, not while you're trying to capture chaos. Now we perform. This is the fun part. Pick 2 to 4 source tracks to send from. Great choices are your break layer, your snare or clap layer, your bass mid layer, and maybe an FX hit or vocal stab. One caution. If you send bass mids, consider high passing what you feed into the return, either with an EQ on the source before the send if you're using an effects rack approach, or keep your return filters strict. You usually don't want deep sub information exploding into a huge reverb. Now, think like an arranger. You're not just making cool sounds, you're creating moments that answer phrases. We'll record multiple passes, each with a goal. Pass 1. Gap throws. Focus on the end of two bar phrases. So you hit a snare, then throw it into the delay so it trails into the empty space after the hit. This is classic, impact, then echo in the gap. Then you're back to dry and punchy. Pass 2. Riser sweeps. Feed some noise or atmos into the reverb, and over 4 to 8 bars, open a filter cutoff on the return. This is a build-up without adding new instruments. It's just your own space getting brighter and bigger. Pass 3. Bass stabs into chaos, but controlled. Only throw bass mids on fills. Momentarily push echo feedback higher, then pull it back before it runs away. The skill here is the pullback. Anyone can crank feedback. The pro move is making it feel like a moment, not a mistake. Now record it. Loops 16 to 32 bars, hit record in arrangement, and perform your sends and a couple parameters like filter cutoff and feedback. Don't aim for perfection. Printing is about catching happy accidents that you can edit into perfect moments later. A workflow tip to stay fast? After each pass, drop a locator and name it pass 1, pass 2, pass 3. That way if you do 6 takes in a row, you can instantly jump to the best one without hunting. Also, consider pre-fader versus post-fader sends. Post-fader is the default and it's very dub. You can pull the source fader down after the hit and the return tail keeps going. That's a classic move for creating space. Pre-fader is useful when you're doing lots of volume automation or muting, but you want consistent FX feed regardless of the channel level. Try both depending on what you're doing. Once you've recorded, you'll have a long audio clip on FX print. Now we turn it into building blocks. Scrub through and find the magic. When you find a good moment, consolidate it so it becomes its own clean clip. Then slice it into useful lengths, half-bar stutters, one-bar throws, two-bar swells. Name the clips as you go. Seriously, SN throw 3-16 or verb swell 8 bars or redux stab. This seems boring, but it makes you fast, and speed is what keeps you creative. Here's another pro workflow. Make a second track called FX Print Selects. Duplicate the print track, and drag only your best clips into the selects lane. Now your raw print stays intact, and your keeper library stays clean. Now place them into the arrangement like arrangement tools, not like random ear candy. Into the drop, put a reverb swell in the last bar before the drop, and hard cut it right at the drop so the drums hit clean. Between phrases, a delay tail after a snare at the end of bar 8 creates call and response. Mid-drop variation. Instead of a predictable drum fill, use a printed dub throw as the fill. It keeps the roller rolling but still signals change. Warping, for big tails and washes, complex is fine. For rhythmic delay hits, try beats mode and adjust the transient setting so it stays punchy and doesn't smear the groove. Now make the printed FX sit in the pocket. On the FX print track, at a gate, sidechain it from your snare or kick. This can chop a wash rhythmically so it becomes part of the drum pattern. Very jungle tech. Vary the reverb is another instrument. Then add a compressor with sidechain from the kick. Ratio around 2:1:4:1. Attack 3:10 ms. Release 80:200 ms. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction, so the FX duck under the drums and the groove stays dominant. Then AQ8, high pass somewhere between 200 and 600 HC depending on how heavy the track is. If it's harsh, dip a bit around 2 to 5 kHC. The goal is, FX should support the snare, not blur it. At this point, do a quick reality check, mute your returns for 30 seconds and listen to the arrangement with only the printed clips. If the groove still feels alive, you chose good moments. If everything collapses, you might be relying on constant FX instead of arrangement. Adjust by making your placements more intentional. A few advanced ideas if you want to push it. 1. Mid-side returns. Make an audio effect rack on your return with a MID chain set to width 0 and a side chain set to wide, like width 200%, but lower in gain. Put the longer decay or the wider echo on the side chain only. That gives you excitement without wrecking mono punch. 2. Two-stage delay. Put one echo short, like 1/8 with low feedback, then another echo longer, like 3/16 with higher feedback, but filtered. Push feedback only on the second one during performance. It feels huge but stays controlled. 3. Duck the returns themselves instead of the final print. Sidechain compress the return tracks keyed from your drum group. Then when you print, the FX already pump correctly, and you can drop clips anywhere without retuning dynamics every time. And a sound design extra, to make printed FX feel recorded and not plug-in Y, try a simple post chain on the printed audio, EQ high pass, subtle saturator with soft clip, glue compressor grabbing just 1 to 3 dB, and automate utility width so it's narrower in busy sections and wider into drops. One more fun move, reverse bait clips. Take a short printed reverb or delay moment, consolidate it, reverse it, add a tiny fade in, and place it an eighth to a quarter note before a snare or the drop. It becomes a custom riser that matches your track's own palette, because it literally came from your track. Now a quick practice routine you can do in 15 to 20 minutes. Make a 16-bar rolling loop. Build returns A and B. Print 3 passes. First pass, snare throws only on bars 4, 8, 12, and 16. Second pass, a reverb swell on a noise hit from bars 13 to 16. Third pass, one wild bass mid-delay moment on bar 15. Controlled, not constant. Then cut out your best 6 moments. This audio version is shortened for playback.